All right, so, oops, sorry about that, guys. All right, so if you guys remember, there's something I like to use sometimes during a homily. Do y'all remember what I used to like to do? Yes, what is it? The backpack. All right, so you think we're going to use a backpack today? Yeah, probably. All right, why don't you go ahead and put that on? Are you one more of the volunteers? All right, cool. I hope y'all were paying attention. Were you paying attention? Okay, if you weren't paying attention, I hope at least one person here was paying attention. All right, so today in the gospel, there's a story. Somebody was sick. Do you remember who was sick? Who was sick? Do you remember?
One of the mothers.
Okay, the mother of, that's right, one of the moms. The mom of, dun, dun, dun. Yes, sir, do you remember? Yes. Who's? Yes, that's right, Simon Peter's mom, right? So she's sick. She's laying with a fever. She's sick. And the disciples come together and they're like, she's sick. And Jesus says, I got you. And what did he do? Do you remember what he did? Yes. He healed her. All right, so what I thought we would do today is to act out a little bit of the gospel. Like, let's pretend like we have some sickness and illness. Is that okay? Y'all want to be sick today? Yeah, let's be sick today. All right, so inside the bag here, we have some various illnesses. Somebody want to grab first? You want to model for the rest of the students? An illness, a sickness? What's that? It's a blindfold. So let's say you have the sickness of not being able to see, right? Isn't that cool? What do we call that? You're not scared of the dark, are you?
No.
No, you're not scared of the dark? So let's pretend like you're blind. Stinks, doesn't it? Can't see anything. So what are you going to do if you're blind? Who are you going to go to?
Jesus.
All right, good answer. We're going to go to Jesus. But first, we're going to have other sick people join you. Is that okay? All right, so don't fall over. Don't run into anything. You're blindfolded. Anybody else want to be sick? Go ahead. Yes, we want to be sick because we missed school, right? What's that?
Band-aid.
Well, why would you need a band-aid?
I don't know.
You don't know why you would need a band-aid? Anybody know what a band-aid's used for? All right, yes. Yes, ma'am. Dude, let's pretend like you fell down while you're riding your bike and you scratch yourself all up and you're bleeding everywhere and you can limp around like you're hurt because you just cut yourself all up and you got band-aids on because you were being a little reckless on your bicycle. All right, let's just pretend, right? You're never reckless on the bicycle. Don't be reckless on the bicycle. All right, so anyway, so that's your illness. And if you're sick like that, who are you going to look for help with?
Jesus.
All right, Jesus, good answer. How about you? You want to be sick? What else? Oh, what's that? A snake. Anybody have a pet snake in this? Oh, okay. Let's say you're playing with your pet snake and you're like, oh, pet snake, so cute. No, it bit me. All right, so the snake bit you. And now the snake poison is like in your bloodstream. And then what? Oh, yeah, you're going to need a Band-Aid. All right, so you're over here because you just got bit by a snake and you're waiting to go see who?
Jesus.
You're waiting to go see Jesus. Good answer. All right. Anybody else want to be sick? So you're going to wait over here with the other sick people. The blind, those who fall down when riding a bike. Okay, go ahead. What else? What's that? A football. Let's say you're really sad because your team just lost a national championship game. Or your team still hasn't addressed the quarterback need. So you're sick and sad because the Texans still struggle at quarterback. And what are you going to do? You're going to be sad and you're going to wait all the way till September and you're going to get in line here and you're going to say, maybe Jesus can help me with my sadness from my poor football teams. All right, a couple more sicknesses. What else? Oh, what's that?
Medicine.
It's vitamins. What kind of vitamins?
Gummies.
Flintstone gummies. That's right. And you're eating vitamins because you're sick, you don't feel good, you're sore throat. Can you pretend to cough? Stand in line. Who are you going to wait to go see?
Jesus.
You're going to wait to go see Jesus. And one more. One more illness. One more sickness. All right, you know what this is?
No.
This is a cast. Here, give me your hand. Oh, you broke your arm. And now you can't use it. Let's say like an elephant sat on you. Boom! Crush your arm. So what are you going to do? Go to Jesus. So this is what happens in the gospel today. All of these people that are sick just heard, we heard you healed Simon's mom. We want to be healed. And do you remember in the gospel what it said happened outside his door? Remember what it said? There was something really awesome that just happened. Uh-oh, we have an answer? What happened? Who showed up?
The whole
city showed up. Everybody who was sick, the blind, those who were cut, those who were bit by snakes, those who were sad because their football team was lousy, those who were sick that had a cough, those who got elephants sat on them and they broke their arm. And they all came to Jesus. And what did Jesus do to them? Come here, you want to go ahead. What did Jesus do?
He healed them.
How did he heal them? Come here. So we're gonna reenact it. So what did Jesus do? He did what? Okay, how did he heal Simon's mom? He touched her. So come here. You're going to play the role of Jesus. Touch her. Bam, what happens?
You can see again?
Take the blindfold off. Boom! It's a miracle! It's a miracle! Yeah, and then what happens here? You touch him. Boom, he's healed.
Later, maybe, or a day later.
Yeah.
His cut is gone.
That's right, and now his cuts are gone. And now? The person who was bit by the pet snake, who's dangerous, did what? Jesus did what? Right? So Jesus touched her. And then the person that was sad because their football team was sorry, he touched her and said, it's going to be okay. There's bigger things in life than a bad football team. It's okay. And the one who was sick, who was coughing and sneezing and needed vitamins, Jesus said,
I'll heal you.
Touched him. Boom. Healed. The one with the broken arm because elephants are dangerous. What did he do? Bam, touched her. All right, so guys, here's the message. Jesus can heal us no matter what's going on. If we're sad, if we're sick, if we're blind, if we feel like we're abandoned, all we got to do is go to Jesus. He will heal us. He will touch us. We have a wonderful opportunity in just a little bit. We're going to celebrate our Lord giving himself to us. When we're sad, when we're afraid, when we're alone, when we're sick, when we're broken, what do? We go to the Lord. We put out our hands. And those of us who are Catholic, those of us who receive the Eucharist, we put out our hands and say, Jesus, we need you. And he puts himself right here in our hands. And he puts himself right into our bodies and our souls. And he says, I'm going to be here for you. Don't be afraid. Don't be worried. I'm here because I love you. I hope you guys never, ever forget how much Jesus loved you and how he's always going to be here for you. He was in the Gospels. He was in today's Gospel for Simon's mom. And he's there for us every single time we need him. Every single time we're scared and alone and broken and afraid, we go to him. He touches us. He heals us. He gives us strength. So never be afraid to come to our Lord. I want to talk about one other thing. One of the reasons that I'm here today is because I am now the vocation director. And what does that mean? Do you guys know?
No.
Anybody know what that means? Vocation director. Any of the middle school students know what that means? Because I just came and talked to you about that in December. Where are the middle school students? They're not going to raise their hand. That's really clever. I'm really clever. I walked right by them. Do you know what vocation director means? What? Yes. Yeah. What's that? I direct vocations. That's right. Vocations to what? Vocations to, yes ma'am, to priesthood and consecrated life. All right, so here's my message for you guys. Please, my friends, be open. God might be placing a special call on your heart to bring his peace and love to the world. God might be using you as an instrument to touch the world and say, be healed. And the special way he might be doing that is by calling you to be a priest, a brother, a sister, or a nun. If you guys ask the Lord, Lord, what is it you want me to do with my life? How can I make a difference? And he says to you, I want you to be a priest or I want you to be a nun. Please be open to that call. Guys, I've been a priest now for 5.5 years. I love it. It's awesome. It's amazing. I get to help so many people. I get to bring the presence and the peace of Jesus to the world. So my friends, please be open to that call. If God is placing that on your heart, you can make a huge difference in the world. You can touch a lot of lives. You can bring the presence of Jesus to those who are sick, to those who are suffering, to those who are in pain, and you can help them. So my brothers and sisters, please be open to the possibility. I have a homework assignment for you. Are you ready for this? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to spend every day this week, at least 2 minutes every day, saying, God, what is your vocation for me in life? Okay? And that's all I want you to do is ask God. Just 2 minutes every day for this week. and see how he works. See how he works in your life. He might be saying, hey, I want you to be open to priesthood. I might want you to be open to being a nun. I might want you to be open to being married. Okay, but whatever it is, God is calling each one of you to something special. And what you have to do is you have to spend time by giving your heart to him and saying, God, what is it that you want me to do? Okay? Think you guys can handle that? Maybe? Is that too hard? God, what is it you want me to do with my life? How am I going to make a difference? How can I help? How can I heal the world? How can I help bring your peace and presence to the world? And God might say, I want you to be a priest or a nun. And if he says that, my friends, be open. As we continue today praying and celebrating the great love that God has for us, we ask our Lord to touch us, to heal us. Whatever difficulty we're going through, whatever tough thing is happening in our world and in our lives, we ask the Lord to help touch us. To heal us, to give us strength, to give us peace, to give us courage.